You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How much do you actually love your children? I think that's the question here.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to hide behind your love of your children.
Everybody's calling me gross online.
I mean, it's kind of gross. Like, I mean, listen, to do something because you need to do something makes total sense. If it would life or death, save or don't save my baby, pain, remove pain, don't remove pain, of course. But at some point.
All right. If you missed it, earlier this week, we were having some conversation about something, and this came up. Cutting your baby's fingernails is terrifying.
Oh, my gosh, it is. Yeah. So many people, I never realized, they bite them off.
My girls, I used to bite their nails off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's easy.
It's safer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't cut them as much.
Yeah, and you love the taste of dirty fingernails.
Whatever.
You do.
When it's your kids, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Hayden, because she's my older one.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that early on. That poor kid, I must have cut her 1,000
bleeding
times.
Fingers.
Oh, it was awful. Dakota never even saw the clipper. Now, she's 6 years old, I still bite her nails. Yeah, it's weird when it's her toenails.
When's the last time you did that? That's gross.
I do it all the time. It's fine. It's my baby. That's my baby.
Yeah.
I don't see what the big deal is. Like, so if she'll come up to me, if she's got like one of those hangnails that hurts, and I'll just take a little, cut my mouth, I just bite it right off.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's your child. Yeah. Why would that be gross? Why would that be odd?
No. Let me ask for clarification here.
Yeah. Right?
Hangnail is one thing. Are you using a clipper on her nails regularly now?
It depends. It depends on where we are.
So
if we're somewhere, not regularly, but like if we're somewhere where I see she's got like a jagged nail.
Yeah, you'll just bite that right there.
Don't think for one second I am not putting that child's finger right in my mouth and biting that nail off.
I mean, this could have happened yesterday. This could happen this afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, Hayden, my 16-year-old, no, I don't bite her nails because you want to know what? She's old enough to do it herself.
Yeah.
But,
and she would think it was gross. She doesn't want her fingers in her mouth.
I do plenty of other disgusting things to her. Like she could tell you stories for days, but that's a different story, you know?
I mean, listen, so these jagged nails that are coming up from, you know, breakage or whatever, again, urgent situation. That's the thing that's happening right now. But if you know that she's running around and you haven't done her nails in 2 weeks because she's never seen clippers, so there's just a day that arises that you just bite those fingernails?
If there is one that is jagged or whatever, I will bite it off. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I'm looking at our Facebook page, and it seems like there's a lot of disagreement about this. And I don't really understand.
It's shocking
why.
To you, huh? It's shocking.
I just think, like, if you are a parent,
yes,
right, then this isn't a big deal to you. You're like, yeah, it's my kid, and if they got a hangnail or they got a nail that's jagged and we're somewhere, I'm going to bite it off.
Of course. Run into the building that's on fire. Save that person, of course. But, you know, through regular course of action, this is a child that takes baths and showers and stuff like that. Like, at this point, at 6 years old, you know, you probably clip her nails. She goes to karate, dance, all these things.
Star Moon wrote on our Facebook page, "Oh, no, sorry, Anna, but that is nasty. Just thinking of the way my daughter's nails look at the end of the school day. No, no, no. Maybe if you bit them, they wouldn't be so long with gross things underneath
them." I want to just point out the fact that Star Moon is like, you know, a shaman's name, okay? And here is somebody who's clearly of the earth and feeling all that, and she's like, nope, that's gross.
George Ann wrote, "As a baby, it's fine. As six, it's gross. I know she's your baby, Anna, but you may be hurt too much." Mm. Maybe what? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
"The risk of infection." Sarah Jean is very concerned. Risk of infection for who? Her or me?
Both of you.
No.
Both of you.
Am I nasty? Is that nasty? Is it nasty if you bite your kid's nails? Everybody's throwing me under the bus. But earlier this week, I said, if my six-year-old has a jagged nail or her nails are long, the one thing I learned when they were super little is that instead of cutting them with the clippers that can cut their, you know, skin, I just bite them. It's easier that way, safer. And everyone says I'm nasty.
Yeah, listen, I mean, again, toddlers, infants, I've heard all of this. Newborns, especially. Your daughter's six, and that's the problem that people have. You never use clippers. You just bite her nails whenever there's an issue.
I will, but I have no problem just biting it off. It's easier. She'll come up to me. She'll be like, Mommy! And I'll just bite it right off.
Yeah. Yeah, you love nails. That's what you like to do.
LaToya, am I nasty?
I'm in mom mode with you, and I would do it to my 14-year-old.
See?
No, but you would do it, but do you do it as practice?
If
that's
you had to.
What I'm asking you.
Not as practice, but in the event of an emergency, absolutely. Yeah.
No, again, yes. Again, your child's hanging off a bridge or a cliff, right? You're going to throw your hand out. Obviously, in an emergency, they're your child.
I know, but you know... But a hangnail can be very, very annoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to say annoying, delicious. So.
LaToya, let me ask you another question real quick. Your child has a pimple that has a clear white head. You going in for it?
I don't. I'm not a pimple person. Oh. I'll do it if I need to.
Oh, I mean, would you chew on it?
Thanks, LaToya.
Carol, what do you think? Anna chewing her 6-year-old's nails. Gross? Not gross.
Biting it off.
Disgusting. I want to puke even listening to that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Carol.
Yeah. Lisa, how about you? You think it's weird that I bite my 6-year-old's nails? I think it's normal, right? Help me out, Mom.
I'm so sorry. I cannot agree with you. I mean, I don't know about your kid, but my kid is always getting into something, picking her nose, playing in the dirt. There's just like so many like substances caked under her nails that I would not want to touch that. So we wash our hands, we get out the clippers. I am not going to put my mouth anywhere near my child's hand. I'm so sorry.
7 words. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, gosh.
And sometimes having a little bit of those germs,
yeah,
really good for your immune system,
yeah,
builds them up. You know, we got to be really, really pathetic during the Purell COVID times,
okay,
where we were just cleaning ourselves too much,
yeah,
right? And you want to know what happens? Now everybody's sick. Everybody's sick because we have no immunity. Maybe a little dirt's okay.
You're sick right now.
Yeah. But that's nothing to do with anything.
No, not with fingernails anyways.
Yeah. Like, I still like...
The taste of fingernails.
Fine. Kenny, yes or no? Is it weird that I bite my 6-year-old's nails?
It is so weird.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Like, what about the feet? Do you bite their toenails?
I said I did, but I was just joking. I don't bite her toenails.
Yeah, she's not going to invite that. She's not going to admit that one in public again.
No.
You know.
I mean, if there was like a hangnail, we were somewhere where it was jagged and I couldn't find something.
Then you would bite her toenails.
Yes, I would. I would.
Out of the sneaker.
Yeah, like, I would take her socks. She would have socks on.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So you take the sneaker off.
Yeah, she's got stinky little sweaty
and then
feet.
You pull the sock off, and then you just, do you remove the lint in between the toes before you bite it?
She doesn't
or you just
one.
Grab that fat foot, and you stick it in your mouth?
I put that little brick right in my mouth. A little bite right out of it. No problem.
I mean, I have no doubt that you love your children, but this requires intervention. I don't know.
All right, Gracie, what do you think? Biting your 6-year-old's nails, big deal or no?
That is a huge deal. Who does that?
Oh, I do.
That's so weird. I've never heard of that. That's weird.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.